And Ravi Karan, Hani Masood, Sanji Lopez. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
This episode includes discussion about suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.
I want to help people feel good. Like, I want to bring some happy vibes to people's lives. And so I wanted to do something lighthearted, and that's where Needle Club Jams came from.
Hello, welcome to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. I'm your host, Leah Lem.
And I'm your other host, Co-Primo, Meeg Waits, for joining us today. Native Lights, if you don't know already, is a place for Native folks to tell their stories. Each and every week, we have wonderful conversations with great guests from a whole lot of different backgrounds. We're talking musicians, artists, healthcare advocates, authors, cooks. Most, if not all of them, have a wonderful mixture of passions, and we talk to them about their gifts and how they share those gifts with their community. And we also hit on the big point of finding purpose in our lives and amplifying Native voices. And today, we continue that mission. How are you doing, Leah? What's up?
I'm excellent, Cole. How are you?
I'm amazing. I don't have wasps that I have to deal with in my office.
You know, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah. So for some reason, we have what I believe are yellow jackets in our house, and they are getting in somewhere, from somewhere, and I don't know where they're getting in. So if you hear a bzzz sound, that's just my little buddies here joining the conversation. So
do they hang out around your garden?
I don't know. They're like in the lawn or in the grass. And you know, we have a log home, so they've probably found a little crack to hang out in there in the logs. But yeah, every once in a while a couple will get in and just hang out in our windows and I shoo them outside. But
sorry, I just had to bring it up, but I also wanted to talk about your garden and, you know, just like, what do you got growing there?
Well, as you know, Cole, I was in Pittsburgh for a month, so we planted a bunch of peppers. So green peppers, jalapenos, even a ghost pepper plant. Yeah, so some really good stuff there, and we also planted pumpkins. How about you, Cole? Do you have a little herb garden going or anything like that?
Oh, no. I ask because I'm just jealous. I mean, I'm a city dude. We're in the city here. We don't really have too much room to make a garden or anything, but we do have a lot of plants, of course, just to green up the area. I don't know. I was just curious because our guest today has, you know, a big background with, indigenous plants and, you know, the native food that we have here. And, you know, I'm just curious because, man, I just want that garden someday.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not in a garden, but also in the river here, Prairie River, we have wild rice too coming in.
That's right. And that's a big part of one of our guests' previous works, cookbooks. But without further ado, let's just get to what we're talking about here. Our guest today is Tashia Hart. Tashia, who is Red Lake Anishinaabe, is a culinary ethnobotanist, artist, photographer, award-winning author, and cook. Tashia just released her debut work of contemporary romance called Native Love Jams. Love that title. You may have also seen her 2021 cookbook, The Good Berry Cookbook. She lives in Duluth with her husband and their son, and they also have a turtle, which I just couldn't help but note. So I can't wait to talk to her about all these passions of hers and this new book, of course. And here she is. Bonjour, Tashia.
Bonjour, Dindis Kwe Ndegu, Tashia Hart Shaganah Shimo Indigenous Kaz, Misquagami Wizaga Gunning and Dunjaba, Onigami Singenda. Hey everyone, my name is Tashia Hart. I'm from the Red Lake Nation, joining you today from Duluth, Minnesota.
Great. How are you doing? How's the family doing?
Family is great. Just got the little one down to sleep. Actually, I kept him up from his nap and he just passed out. He's learning the joy of sidewalk chalk this summer at 18 months. So we've been doing a lot of that. And the hubby is downstairs working on a documentary. So we're all doing great.
Awesome. Well, Tashia, what's on your mind these days?
Oh man, you know, honestly, there's not a whole lot on my brain right now. And that's sort of the way I like it. Just for like this short period of like, you know, a couple of days after I'm finishing up this book. Because my brain has just been like on fire for weeks trying to finish this, my latest book, Native Love Jams. And, you know, just up in the middle of the night working at the end of the bed, you know, while the rest of the family sleeps. And it's finally done. And my brain is just like, it's just in that place where, you know, I'm trying to find that calm before the next big storm hits, basically. So.
The new book, let's talk about it, Native Love Jams. I love the title, by the way. Just what is it and how did it come about?
So this is my fourth book. And my first book is like the exact opposite of this book. And that was Girl Unreserved. And that was like, that was a very sort of like trauma-based. It was like a retelling of my own coming of age story, basically. And so working from that, to this book is like where I'm at right now in my life, where, you know, I've put in a lot of work to like heal and move past that stuff. And like right now, I just want to like, I want to help people feel good. Like I want to, you know, bring some happy vibes to people's lives. And so that's where, you know, I wanted to do something lighthearted. And that's where Native Love Jams came from.
I also have to acknowledge the amazing artwork on the front of the book. Could you talk about that and who did that?
A little known artist named Jonathan Thunder, aka my hubby, did the cover. And it's kind of funny because so this was like last year and the book wasn't done yet, but I was trying to get the cover art done so that I could start promoting the book, you know, before it was done. So he was in the middle of like, it was some big project or two or three big projects, you know, that he was working on. And I didn't want to say, hey, sweetie, do you want to like stop and like do what you're doing to like make me this awesome cover? So what I did was I went on Fiverr and I paid somebody, it was like $100 to like come up with something, you know. I didn't have a huge budget for this book. This is a self-published book, by the way. Three out of the four of my books are self-published. So anyway, the original version of this was not nearly this awesome or lovely. It was clearly clip art. And when my husband seen that, he stopped what he was doing and basically made me this awesome cover and then surprised me with it. He actually got busted. I like walked into his office one day and he was just like, you know, working on it. And I was just like, what are you doing? So that's where the cover came from. I'm just really blessed to know a great artist.
Yeah, that's great that he detected the clip art.
Well, can you tell us just a little more about Native Love Jams? Who's the main character? Is there anything else we should prepare ourselves for when reading it?
Well, the main character is Winnow, and it's actually the same main character as Girl Unreserved. So if anybody who has read that book, they'll remember the character. So she is sort of loosely based after, you know, my own character and adventures with foraging and cooking at food summits and working in kitchens. And so there's a lot of descriptive words of, you know, like food and how it connects to love and the feelings that, you know, food kind of brings out for us, like in our spirits and our hearts, and how we can share that with people. So the tagline is two cooks go foraging and find love in a berry patch. That kind of just sums up the, you know, the book. And I, when I set out to write this book, I was trying to write a sweet romance. So I don't read romance, by the way. So this was, this took a lot of like research, which is kind of funny. You know, researching love. And when I was writing the book, I was sort of like writing these passages and like making myself blush. And, you know, I was like, can I write this? Like just asking into the wind, like, am I allowed to write these things? You know what I mean? And it's not really that spicy, but I did set out to write a sweet romance. And, but I've heard that it's heard back from, you know, people that have read it, that it's actually a little spicy. So I don't know, maybe just prepare yourself for that.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on finishing. That's so exciting, and it looks beautiful. And yeah, I look forward to reading it, reading a bit more of it, I should say. But can we talk a bit about your publishing company? I know we've talked a little bit about this before, and I think it's so compelling how you started your company, why you started the company, and the importance of the name of the publishing company.
Yeah, so Not Too Far Removed Press. I started back in 2020 when I published my second book, Gidgee and the Wolves, which is a middle grade illustrated book. And that book, I submitted that book to a lot of editors, a lot of publishing companies, and, you know, I got some like editors that were interested and they wanted to read like the full manuscript. But what I was hearing back was that the character Gidgee, who is a young Ojibwe girl, was too far removed from, you know, what mainstream readers could identify with. And so, you know, I think I tried for like maybe another month or so. And then I said, you know, hell with it. This book is, it's almost done, you know, it's done, you know, it just needs some editing. You know, I got to write this, I got to get it published. So I just, I learned how to format a book and how to, you know, I did the illustrations, and my husband, Jonathan, he inked them, and I figured out how to make a cover. And